Right, then we'll come back. The Gemara brings down Maida Silka Kasilka, that Maida Silka has a din of Silka. Zalak Taisa makes a berakhah. Adam afish ein be'elam mayim, even though it's only mayim with tam yirakas. Stay mevarech alem keiz yirakas. Yirakas keeps the bracha, even though we said meperes zeh ba'almi, you know, we had a sugi before, meperes, which we say zeh ba'almi, Zalak Taisa yesh l'chalak, that there's a chalak between May Paris and Maida Silka. What the chilek is, Taisus does not let us know, and he just leaves it hanging. So the Rajba the Rashi says, so the chiluk is that anything which is darkei v'kach, anything which this is a normal way of doing it, and this is what people do, so then the only side is that it loses bracha zeh ba'almi when you take the mitzvahs. It loses bracha zeh ba'almi. It's not the actual derech of the pri. It's not the actual cheps of the pri. Hashem gave something which is darkei to do it, and this is a normal way of doing it. So therefore, it doesn't lose the shem pri, and therefore it gets and it keeps the bracha. And there's a difference between mei shlokas that you make barbecue adam is because it's normal darka, therefore it gets its bracha. Mashen kein, this is the truth, this is a normal way where a person deals with it. Mashen kein, when you're dealing with peres zebalmi, it's not the darka, it's not the normal eifon which people do it, and therefore it goes down to shahakal. The rush.
And the Rashi says that if you normally squeeze something, then that would also be the same as shlakas.
Right, it's darka, yeah. Something which is darka to do.
Juice?
So the question the Rashi we have to discuss. Is it darker or is it rave? What do you need? Normal? And as normal, I'd say, like, what's called normal? Normal, I'd say, like, you go to the store, you can buy it, that's normal. I wouldn't say if you go, or is it something which you need rave with the pre? That's what after the different Lashonis and Rashi, we'll see as the Sugi develops what Gadir Adav is. The Rashi says that Yesh L'chalek need bishul and squeezing. When you cook something, so the whole time of the pre comes out, and the whole chefs of the pre comes out, and therefore it keeps its bracha. I'm thinking if you just squeeze out the juice is just zeh ba'almi. It's not the actual, it's the actual juice, not the actual fruit. It's just the zeh ba'almi. The way stipers mouths, which is something which grows in the fruit. It's not the actual fruit. Therefore you squeeze it out. Therefore it's not going to be eitz because it's just zeh of the fruit. It's not the actual pre. Mashen kein, when you cook it, it's like the Rashi was being that, when you cook it, it comes out the whole time of the pre, the whole chavetz of the pre. Therefore, that's the difference between squeezing something zeh ba'almi, mashenkein, something which is cooked is going to keep the bracha. And so we mechalek zin rashi in the rush. What's the nafkamina? Because nafkamina is according to the rush, even if it's not darkei and you cook it, what's the halacha? Keeps the bracha. Mashenkein, according to the rush, you have to have darkei or roiv, and even if you cook it, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's not darkei roiv, it's not going to be the actual bracha. What about the other way around? Something which is darkei to do it, but you don't go ahead and cook it. According to the rush, if it's darkei or roiv, it keeps its bracha. Mashenkein, according to the rush, will be the halacha. So that's not 1,000% clear. In other words, in terms of the rush, doesn't say the rush goes tarts. The tarts is. The shah is whether you cook it or you don't cook it. The shah is, well, the rush in a case which is dark. The shartzian assumes that we had already in the last sif. Shartzian in sif katan nundalid. Oisin pays roiv achlas in the skita. The lesson of shartzian is roiv agav. He's going with the roiv mahalach. We'll see if that's true. According to the Rashi, we keep the bracha. According to the Rashi, we shakel. So it seems understanding that the mechalik is Rashi both ways. In other words, you cook it not darkei. According to the Rashi, keeps his bracha. According to the Rashi, it's not. If it's darkei, but it's something which he didn't cook, so according to the Rashi, it keeps his bracha. According to the Rashi, it wouldn't keep his bracha. The Chazanish says that you have no hechrich anywhere that something which is dark ibakach that loses bracha. You don't see the Rush argues on that. The Rush just says if you cook it, it gets his bracha. It keeps his bracha, even if it's not dark ibakach. But let's say it would be dark ibakach. Maybe anachanami, it doesn't lose his bracha and it'll keep its original bracha. As if it's dark ibakach, it's a bracha. He says the Chumash Adashin himself said something which at the end of the tshuva, something which is in Strasik, Lagamri, if it's dark ibakach, That's the derech of the fruit. It doesn't lose the same pri, and it retains its original bracha. Therefore, the Chazon HaSheva says that anything which is darker kacha, normal to do, it doesn't lose its original bracha, and over there is no machlekes. Nafka Mina is going to be by orange juice. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we'll be telling machlekes Rashi ben Rash. It's something which he didn't cook, he just squeezed it. It is something which is a very normal thing to do. And so according to Mishnah, we'll be telling the Rajma and the Rash. Shingen, according to the Chazon HaSheva, everyone's going to agree, being that it's darke, there is no machlekes for that. Everyone's going to agree in that case, it retains the original bracha, and therefore stay by pre-eights. And the Chazon HaSheva taka held that orange juice would be eights. So there is no machlekes Rajma and Rash. And he wants to say that the fiza will be by pre-eights.
Wouldn't
they
be telling whether it was rave or darke?
So it could be the Metzias is, I think, in America, for sure. I think most things go to oranges. What? Okay,
oranges that are grown.
I think most are going for... And also, there's a civic min also. The number one, they have a civic min for those. And even if not, there definitely is very... for sure, darker. So enough for Rave have to be Mavara. So just going to get some steer, some other. I'm going to give a different terrace. The Merchai is Mechalik between something which is meant to be used as a drink or something meant to be used as a food. Something which you squeeze out and now Zeb Almi and the Oifun Atsura person uses it is in a Tsura of drinking. So then it loses its bracha because it's Zeb Almi. Mashenke Mei Shlokas, the reason why it keeps its original bracha is because it's a Meichel. It's Mashka Balechel Koichel Dami. Being it's a Meichel, so being that it's a Meichel, therefore it doesn't lose its bracha, it stays together of a Meichel. And therefore keeps its original bracha. And as the chalik, Sivar said three truths between the chalik. Either chalik is bishul not bishul, darkei not darkei, and the Mordechai is mechalik between whether it's something which a person uses it as oichel, then it keeps the original bracha. Mashing a person uses it as a mashka, then it loses the original bracha. One last sheet to the Rambam. The Rambam says yorkei should darken l'shalik. It's darkei. It says number one is darkei to do it. Tiny number one. Mevarcha may shlakish tam bar pri adama. You make bar pri adama. Who's the shalkim? This is my man. Tiny number two is you have to do it. You get das to do it in order for the juice. It's something which a person normally does the juice, and then therefore you get it. She may shalkish kishalkish b'makim she darkei l'shleisan. So in order for it to keep it zebracha, it's in one darkei to cook it. It has to be that you did it al das for the my man. If you didn't do a das mimayan, then it would not keep its original bracha.